URLs displayed in this book link or refer to websites that existed as of press time. The publisher is not responsible for, and should not be deemed to endorse or recommend, any website other than its own or any content that it did not create. The author also is not responsible for any third-party material. Preface: Somatic-Oriented Therapies, My Personal Journey, Stephen W. Porges. Unlike my co-editors, I entered the world of body psychotherapy not as a therapist, but as a scientist, informed by knowledge of the neuroregulation of the autonomic nervous system. This perspective has freed me to be an unbiased observer of the profound impact that body-oriented psychotherapies have made in promoting mental and physical health. Although not an active participant, I was welcomed into the community and have been in the shadows attending with curiosity and interacting with several founders as the field of body psychotherapy emerged. As trauma-informed therapies become more body-focused, there has been increasing interest in blending the principles of polyvagal theory into body psychotherapy. This emerging interest is documented in several of the chapters in this book. Initially, I was surprised by the curiosity and interest in polyvagal theory that somatic therapists expressed. The impact of their interest in polyvagal theory shifted my role within body psychotherapy from the shadows to the main stage, when in 2018, I was honored by the United States Association for Body Psychotherapy, USABP, with the Pioneer Award, unexpectedly changing my role from observer to influencer. My role change also highlighted a shift in body psychotherapy from a focus on brand or school of treatment to a neurophysiological foundational perspective common to all successful therapeutic strategies. Thus, polyvagal theory has been helpful in focusing trainings on core underlying processes while respecting the insights of several therapeutic models and methods. My interest in trauma did not occur until my work on polyvagal theory was discovered by body-focused traumatologists. It is validating to see that several of the contributions to this book acknowledge polyvagal theory and expand the application of its principles into somatic practices. This interest in polyvagal theory within body psychotherapy was initiated and driven by my relationships with three body-oriented pioneers in traumatology: Peter Levine, Bessel van der Kolk, and Pat Ogden. Their work is well cited in our book. Each of these pioneers graciously welcomed me to join them on their journey to understand and rehabilitate the disruptive effects of trauma. It was through their passion to help their clients, their commitment to learn, and their curiosity to understand the processes involved in experiencing and recovering from trauma that they embraced insights from polyvagal theory in their treatment models. Our interactions challenged my understanding of human experiences and forced me to explore the role of autonomic state regulation as mediating the consequences of traumatic experiences. But perhaps more importantly, it resulted in theory-driven options to rehabilitate and normalize mental and physical health that have led to more effective therapeutic strategies. My personal story within the domain of body psychotherapy highlights the product of learning and sharing with colleagues. In a way, the story is very polyvagal, representing a shared journey with trusted friends who share a passion to help and curiosity to understand the underlying mechanisms that resulted in the returning of a nervous system from supporting spontaneous sociality to a nervous system that was reluctant to relinquish its defenses. A nervous system that thrived on co-regulation and shared experiences to one that withdrew and functionally interpreted accessibility as vulnerability. My journey started in the late 1970s when I unexpectedly met Peter Levine. At the time, I was a tenured associate professor in psychology at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Without an introduction, Peter's curiosity prompted him to call me and discuss the autonomic states of his clients as he was exploring the links between autonomic state and traumatic memories.